Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
720 right now. Coming up on 721, 55 KRCD Talk Station. David Mann, Councilman David Mann. Used to be Mayor David Mann, so he has job experience. He'll be on the next segment. And more folks coming out endorsing him, particularly a notable uptick in number of Republicans endorsing David Mann. Of course, when there's no Republican in the race, this is what you do. You go with the best man for the job. And I have reached that conclusion myself. Now, before I get to Corey and Opie, who are on the phone real quick here, guys, I just want to thank our friends at Dell Tech in Batavia. I hope they're listening, because long ago, right when I first started the 55 KRC Morning Show, they had somebody come in here, and they gave Joe Strecker and me, they came to a lunch. That's right. It was a listener lunch. Oh, and on that note, it looks like we've gotten the green light to at least start them by July. I don't know why July. I guess they're getting the same information as Mayor de Blasio or whatever, but we'll get there, maybe sooner. So they come up to listener lunch, and they gave Joe and I a back scratcher that they had made at their place of business. Again, thank you, Dell Tech in Batavia. That thing was a light. Joe brings his into the studio every day. I see him using it all the time. But when I had COVID, I had a rash on my back. And I'm telling you, it was a lifesaver. And Joe always says the best gift he's ever gotten, almost. So after all those years, guys at Dell Tech, thank you again. The first time I thank you, and Joe, thank you since you gave it to us. Still being used these many, many years later. Now let's go over to the phones. I got that out of the way. Corey, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program.
Hey, morning, Brian. Hey, speaking of the police, I just wanted to remind everybody listening that the blue rally tomorrow on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Columbus, 9:30, 11:30. Guest speakers, Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia and Josh Mandel.
I saw, I got an email yesterday from Josh Mandel. It was one of those bulk emails that everybody gets reminding folks of that event. But, Corey, I can't thank you enough. West Lawn, Capitol, 9:30 to 11:30, great speakers. And, of course, an excellent cause. There'll be a lot. I hope there's a lot of people out there, Corey. I really do. You going to be heading up there yourself, I presume?
Yeah, I'm taking the kids, and we'll be there.
Perfect opportunity. Bring the kids. Excellent idea, Corey. Thanks, man. Take care and have a good time. Please report back and give us some real crowd numbers, and as opposed to that, you know, a number of people showed up. It's probably going to be thousands there. Thanks again, Corey. Let's get to Opie. Opie, welcome to the program, and a very happy Friday to you, sir.
Right back at you, pal.
Thanks, man.
All right. Tomorrow from 8 to noon, we have our Cars and Coffee at Horsepower Farm. We're going to have a Hamilton police officer out with his canine named Willis. Then we're also raising money for Blue Skies Warriors, which is a local Wounded Warrior chapter. If you ain't got a hot rod or a classic car, just come out and look at the rest of them. Bring the kids out and come out and pet the dog. And I don't know if he's – I can't remember if he's a bite dog or a dual-purpose dog, but whatever, you know. He's going to put on demonstrations.
Oh, that's great.
And let all the kids – the Matt Haverkamp Foundation is going to be out there. They're going to be selling their little stuffed toys and raising money to buy more dogs and more bulletproof vests so that we can get these cops outfitted out with partners, because dogs save cops' lives.
Yes, and they are considered police officers themselves. I read an article the other day about that tragic shooting, I believe it was North Carolina.
And then on top of that, we also raise money for the Blue Skies Warriors, which is a local Wounded Warrior chapter.
Yeah, and the last time you called and told me about that Horsepower Farm event, apparently just a gazillion people showed up to it, Opie, and I can't thank you enough for letting people know about it. If you're not familiar with Horsepower Farm, just go to Facebook and type in Horsepower Farm. You'll find it. It's a really cool place. And, yes, cars are a focus at Horsepower Farm, which put a smile on my face, Opie. You know, I love cars.
There ain't no horses out there. Well, there's horse farm down the hill, but
we're talking real horsepower, automobile,
right, yeah.
Muscle car horsepower. Yes, sir.
We're talking global warming, no catalytic converter.
And lead fuel. Opie, thanks again, man. Horsepower Farm's a place to be. It is 729 right now, 55 KRCD Talk Station. What a gorgeous morning, and a very happy Friday to you, and a very happy Friday to my next guest back on the program. He's always welcome here on the 55 KRCD Morning Show. He is running for mayor, and he is the only candidate. He is David Mann. David, welcome back to the program, sir. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Good morning, Brian. Good to be with you. It is a beautiful day.
It is. And let me read a quote from you from the Cincinnati Inquirer. It's actually a quote from a person I will identify in a moment. David is the only candidate running for mayor who is both a model of ethical behavior and can successfully run our city from day one. Now, you may think that's coming from somebody on the Democrat side of the ledger. No, that's Betsy Sunderman. She was on the program earlier in the week singing your praises and recommending my listeners vote for you over the other choices. And I see here in a campaign flyer for you, you with Betsy Sunderman in a photograph, you with Liz Keating, and you with Steve Gooden. Interesting collection of political, normally opposites, David. Congratulations on being bipartisan.
Well, that is what the city needs, after all. And as you know, there is no Republican in the race, so Republicans do need to make a choice. And I'm very honored by the support I have from my three colleagues. And just so you know, there's another flyer circulating that has two significant independents lending their support, and with pictures of me in their yards, Kevin Flynn and Vice Mayor Christopher Smith,
yes,
with whom I've become a great friend in recent years.
Yeah, he's a good guy. And he actually was on the program, I believe it was there earlier this week, saying the same thing.
Nice.
Dan Hills, I believe, the FOP president. I think the police have endorsed you, if I recall correctly, David. Do I have that right?
I have not heard that they've done a formal endorsement.
Okay.
Dan and I have had some good conversations, and I'm hopeful that will happen at some point.
Yeah, I am too.
Probably after Tuesday.
I am too. And then one more on the Republican side of the ledger. I spoke with Alex Trantafilo the other day, and of course, while the Hamilton County Republican Party can't formally endorse a Democrat, you do have the backing of Alex Trantafilo, at least. So I think that says a whole lot as well. David, I mean...
Well, I'm honored for that, too. He's a good guy, and we had a conversation the other day. So, and, you know, just to be clear, if I have the privilege of serving as mayor, I'm going to try to be the mayor for all citizens of this great city.
Okay, now let us cut to the chase. I because you've had the job before, and I know a lot of people think, oh, well, professional politician, lifetime politician, blah, blah, blah. But we are in a weird, weird time here in the city of Cincinnati with this upcoming election. I think this election, more than any other I've witnessed or paid attention to in my lifetime, David, requires someone with experience, because the slate of candidates that are going to be running for council are a lot of unknowns, and you may have a whole group of inexperienced council members coupled with someone who's never run a city or even held office before in the case of some of the candidates. That, to me, is a recipe for absolute disaster.
Well, I mean, obviously, I agree. We're going to have a whole new cast of players on city council. Only Greg Landsman, who was elected 4 years ago, is even eligible to run for re-election. The rest of the are term limited or have had other problems. So, yeah, and I tell people, look, the city of Cincinnati is a big enterprise. We're talking about over 6,000 employees. We're talking about an annual budget of $1.5 billion. And we're talking about 17 departments that deliver really important services, from police and fire to keeping our citizens healthy and providing parks and recreational opportunities, safe traffic lights and all the rest. And if that's not operated properly, efficiently, and professionally, we're all going to suffer.
Now, are you going to keep the same city manager on if you're elected mayor? I know we've got the primary first, and that's next week, folks. Got to get on that. Make sure you vote, please. And you got November election. Let's assume it all goes well, and David Mann is the next mayor of the city of Cincinnati. You going to work with Paula Boggs Muthing? Do you get to choose a different city manager? How does that work?
Well, number one, I have very, very high regard for Paula. She is doing, and I would expect to continue to do, a great job. Under our charter, the mayor doesn't get does not have the power all by himself to terminate the city manager. It's a process that would have to take place collaboratively with the members of council.
Yeah. But we all remember Gang of Five, David.
I'm not inclined to. I would want her because of her experience and her courage and her intellect. She's great.
That's okay. You got strong support for her. Now, insofar as the issues, we have 1, 2, and 3. Very, very important. I think all three are extremely important, but the most important to me, and apparently to everybody of every political stripe, is a no on 3. I know there's some handful of folks out there, but give us your best shot, David. Let us know why, in your mind, no on 3 is so important.
Would you say all the political parties and anybody who's familiar with the facts is against 3? Because, number one, we can't afford it. $50 million a year that has to come out of the general fund that now is used to pay firefighters and police officers and pay for collecting the garbage and running the parks and recreation centers and all the rest. That's 1/8 of what we spend out of the general fund now, number one. Number two, unprecedented power is given over to a board that council has no control over. There's no accountability like an election once in a while. And I don't know what would be done with all this money. I mean, yes, we have a need to increase affordable housing in the city, and we're working on it quite a bit. There was an important announcement the other day. We are in the process of getting a $34 million award from HUD, which we will use to leverage additional affordable housing units in the city. But $50 million a year forever, it's disastrous.
It is disastrous, and you kind of alluded to it. I just kind of want to hit it out of the park or put an exclamation point on it. It's $50 million. It goes to an unelected group of people who will then decide what programs or what, you know, not-for-profit or whatever organizations will be recipients of it. Has anybody articulated an idea or a thought about how the money is going to be used, and in what way will it bring about more affordable housing, David?
We don't know. Some of the supporters are saying, well, we can build new single-family homes for 500 families a year. And those are the same folks that say we have a 28,000-unit deficit. So 500 a year will take 56 years to solve the problem with $50 million a year. Somehow that doesn't seem to me like much of a solution.
No, it doesn't at all. David Mann, what in terms of the federal money, before we part company, I just want to get your or gauge your reaction. We've got close to $300 million coming in this COVID relief money, and I know the federal government hasn't outlined any specific guidelines yet, unless they have and we just don't know about it
yet. Not yet.
Any David Mann identified earmarks? Like, I really think it's appropriate that it go here, that you think you'd be safe placing the money there? Thoughts?
Well, first of all, and by the way, we're about to get a lot of new information. My understanding is that the city administration has some new projections for the next 3 years, and we're going to have to use even more of the money to keep our financial house stable. Beyond that, I think we're looking to help organizations, private and charitable, human beings in all sectors that deal with the damage that's been imposed by the pandemic. Beyond that, I'm not sure what resources we're going to have. We have a lot of unmet needs across the board, and in the end, it depends on what suggestions have 5 votes. But we have to have the guidelines from the federal government,
right?
And we have to understand that this is a transformational opportunity. We need to be careful and thoughtful, but we got to start making decisions, which we will in committee on Monday.
Well, the great thing about what I just heard from you, it isn't like some new, shiny, sparkly, look what I bought for us kind of thing, because we've got bills that need to be paid.
Yep.
David Mann, I wish you the best of luck next week. You got the backing of my listening audience, and we're encouraging, and we have been throughout the week, the other guests, myself included, that, you know, if you're not living in the city and therefore not voting, please encourage your city-dwelling friends to put in a vote for David Mann, and also no on 3. And if
Brian,
you can.
Thank you. And it is important to vote because so many people don't even understand there's an election coming up because it's May and you know the spring's starting to break. But yes, you're absolutely right.
Take care. We'll talk soon. And good luck.
Good.
Take care.
Thanks, Brian.
Coming up on 7:39 at 55KRCD Talk Station.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.